Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, welcome to Luke's English Podcast. Today I'm going to teach you some more useful phrasal verbs, and it's going to be done like this. First, I'm going to play you a recording of a meeting, okay? In that meeting recording, there are 10 phrasal verbs. I'd like you to try and find the phrasal verbs. So listen to the recording and try to find 10 phrasal verbs. I'd like you to imagine that I am having a meeting with my production team for Luke's English Podcast. Now, actually, I just produced the podcast on my own. But I'd like you to imagine that maybe I've got a production team of people who work together to produce episodes of Luke's English Podcast, okay? So imagine that I am talking to my production team on Monday morning. We're having a little meeting to talk about ideas for my next podcast, okay? So in the production team, I've got some people you might know. There's me, of course, I'm the project manager. And then I've got Robert De Niro. He's one of my members of staff. And I've got Al Pacino as well. And also I've got Sean Connery working for me too. So it's a small team. It's just me, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino and Sean Connery together working on the podcast, okay? So I'd like you to listen to the meeting that we have on Monday morning and try and find 10 phrasal verbs. I will explain all of them after you have listened to the recording, okay?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
I said to him, are you talking to me?
You must be talking to me, buddy.
Anyway, I said to you,
good morning, everybody. Hello.
Yes, I told you.
Yeah, hi. Yes. Hi, Rob.
Sorry.
Hello, Al.
We'll continue the conversation.
Good morning, Sean. Excuse me. Hello.
Sorry.
Hello. Can you just listen for a moment? Thank you. Sean? Thank you. Okay, so good morning to everyone.
Good morning. I'd
just like to kick off by saying, yes, I hope you had a good weekend.
Very good.
And that you're rested and ready to get down to some good work on the podcast this week. So there are a few matters I would like to bring up in this meeting. But before we get on to that, I've got a couple of messages here to read out. Let's see. Well, I've got one here from Barack Obama. He says, thanks, Luke, for the interesting podcast on Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
It was educational, entertaining, and informative.
Oh,
well done.
That is interesting.
That's a good message. That's an interesting
I think we knew that already, didn't we?
Yeah, we knew.
Another one here from Yoda.
Who?
Yoda?
Yeah, you know, Yoda, the Jedi Master.
Yoda. Oh,
from Star Wars,
I know.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
Know.
And Yoda said, your Susan Boyle podcast I enjoyed. Listened to it 3 times, I have. Very useful for my English, the podcast is. Well, thanks, Yoda.
Grammar's terrible.
Bob, is he still going to grammar lessons?
Yes, he is.
His sentence structure hasn't improved much.
I have tried with him. I have tried very hard.
Look, very hard. Do or do not, okay, Bob?
Okay.
There is no try.
Okay. I understand.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much.
I understand.
Now, Al asked me recently Yeah, yes. That's right, Al. If we could upload a new video onto YouTube soon, in order to compete with other YouTube teachers like Mr. Duncan and that guy with the stupid hat. Yeah. Well, I'd like to put that aside for today and come back to it later. I'm not too worried about those guys, really, and I'd like to focus on the audio podcast rather than the YouTube videos at the moment. Okay? I'm sure I don't need to spell out how important it is for us to just concentrate on audio podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, people can listen to them anywhere or while they're having a bath or driving or on the toilet or whatever. I really don't need to spell it out for you, do I? The main thing for us to deal with is, at the moment now, is the grammar rules for our next podcast on passive verb forms. Okay, Bob, can I ask you to deal with that?
Okay, I will do it.
Okay, check it in the grammar book. Read the main rules and then just sum them up on paper for me.
Okay, I will do it.
Okay,
I will do it.
Great.
For you,
so now I'd like to just run through the diary for this week. Now, Al, on Thursday, you're going to interview somebody about the weather, okay? For our British weather podcast.
Okay,
okay, Al? Great. Now, Bob, you're doing the grammar research.
Okay, yes.
I'm going to interview Kira Knightley on Thursday as well. Sean, let's see. Sean, could you perhaps just go down to Tesco's and get some biscuits and some coffee for us? That's great. Thank you very much. Okay, so any questions?
No questions.
No?
No?
Great. Okay, let's get started then.
Okay, Luke, you're good.
I'm happy.
Very good.
Very happy with you, Luke. Thank you.
Okay, what a very successful meeting that was. But did you manage to hear the 10 phrasal verbs? Well, here's a list of the phrasal verbs that I used there. I'm just going to read the list to you now. Here we go. To kick off by doing something. To get down, or to get down to something. To bring something up. To get onto something, to get onto something. To put something aside, to put something aside. To come back to something, to come back to something. To spell something out, to spell something out. To deal with something, to deal with something. To sum something up, to sum something up. And to run through something, to run through something. Okay, so now I'd like to just go through or run through those 10 phrasal verbs one by one. I'll explain what they mean, I'll explain how they are used, and I'll give you some examples, okay? So let's start with the first one. So the first one I used was to kick off, to kick something off, in this case to kick off a meeting, and it means to start something. It's just a phrasal verb which comes from football, actually. At the beginning of a football game, one team kicks off. They kick off the game. So we can use that expression in other things, like, for example, in a meeting. And I said, I'd just like to kick off by saying good morning to everyone. Okay? So it's very common in a meeting. We say, I'd like to kick off by running through the agenda. Okay? So to kick off by doing something. I'd like to kick off by saying hello. I'd like to kick off the meeting by saying hello to everyone. Okay, to kick off. You could say to kick the meeting off. I'd like to kick the meeting off by asking you a question, for example. So to kick off. The next phrasal verb was to get down to something. Now, I've taught you about this before. To get down to something, it means to start doing something seriously and with a lot of your attention and effort. Okay, to get down to something. In the meeting I said, I hope that you're rested and ready to get down to some good work on the podcast. Okay, that means I hope you're rested and ready to seriously start with concentration and effort some good work on the podcast. An example for you as a learner of English might be something like, I had a free evening, so I managed to get down to my homework. Or I managed to get down to doing my homework. Okay? Yeah. Unless you're students in my class, because for some reason, many of them can't be bothered to do their homework at the moment. They keep giving me these funny excuses like, oh, sorry, Luke, I did my homework, but my dog ate it. Right, okay, yeah, sure, your dog ate it, right. Actually, I can't really blame them for using that excuse because I taught it to them. So I suppose they are learning something, even if it's just the ability to come up with ridiculous excuses. Anyway, the phrasal verb there was to get down to something. I need to get down to some work, or let's get down to some work on the podcast. Okay. Okay. The next phrasal verb was to get on to something. To get on to something, and that means to do something after you have done something else. Okay. Now in the meeting example there, I said, there are a few matters I'd like to bring up in this meeting, but before we get on to that, I've got a couple of messages to read out. Okay, so that's to get on to something, meaning to do something next. After that, we had to put something aside. To put something aside. Well, that means to not talk about something so that you can discuss something else. Okay, it's a bit like saying, I'd like to leave it until later, or I'd like to wait until later before we discuss it. So I'd like to put that aside for today and come back to it later. Okay, so in the meeting, that's exactly what I said. I said, well, I'd like to put that aside for today and come back to it later. Okay, come back is the next phrasal verb. Okay, come back. And it's quite clear, I think, that I expect most of you know that expression. It means to return, to discuss it later, okay? To come back to it later, return to discuss it later. Those are very, very common expressions that people use in meetings, for example. It might be, well, I'd like to put that aside for today and come back to it later. It means, I don't want to discuss it now, I'd like to discuss it later, okay? All right. Okay, so after that, next phrasal verb was to spell something out. To spell something out, okay? And that means to explain something in detail. To explain it in detail. Now, in the meeting I said, I'm sure I don't need to spell out how important it is for us to just concentrate on audio podcasts, okay? I don't need to spell it out for you, right? So there, what I meant was, I'm sure I don't need to explain in detail how important it is. Okay, I don't need to explain it in detail. I don't need to spell it out for you. We use the word spell as well when you're talking about how to write a word. How do you spell it? Yeah, how do you spell that? But we also use the expression to spell something out to mean to explain it in detail as well. So it's quite common in a question. If you don't understand what someone is saying, like if you don't understand a suggestion that they've made, you can say, sorry, I don't quite understand that. Could you spell that out for me? All right? Meaning, could you explain that to me in detail? Right, the next phrasal verb was to deal with something. To deal with something. And to deal with something means to discuss it, to give all of our attention to it, and to fix it or solve it, okay? So in the case of the meeting, I said, the main thing for us to deal with is the grammar rules for our next podcast on passive verb forms, okay? So that means the next thing for us to talk about, discuss, and solve or fix is the grammar rules for our next podcast, okay? And then I said, Bob, can I ask you to deal with that? So that means I want Bob to do it, to fix it, to solve that problem, to work on that task, to do that job. I want him to deal with that. Okay, again, very, very common expression, that one. Okay, the next phrasal verb was to sum something up, to sum something up. And obviously that means to give a summary of something. Okay, to sum something up, to give a summary of it, to summarise something. Okay, in the meeting I said to Robert De Niro, read the main rules and then sum them up for me on paper. So I'm asking Robert, or Bob as I call him, most of his friends call him Bob actually. I said to him, read about the grammar rules for passive verb forms and sum them up. So summarise them or write them in a simple way, in a simple form, right? Just the basic points, to sum something up. Next phrasal verb was to run through something, to run through something. And that means to repeat something in order to make sure it is correct. To repeat it in order to make sure it's correct, or to talk about it step by step in order to make sure it's correct. So I said, okay, now I'd like to run through the diary for this week. So you can imagine that means I'm going to talk about each day step by step in order to make sure that everybody understands it. I'm going to run through it. You can run through a lot of things. Run through dates in a diary. Run through the points on an agenda for a meeting. Run through comments from your customers, for example. Okay, to run through something. And that is it. That's the end of this little podcast about phrasal verbs. 10 useful phrasal verbs for you. Don't forget, you can visit the webpage, teacherluke.podomatic.com, and there you can read the phrasal verbs. You can also read a transcript of the meeting that I had with Bob and Al and Sean. You can read a transcript, and you can also read definitions and examples of the 10 phrasal verbs. That's it. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found it useful. If you want me to leave a message for Robert De Niro or Al Pacino or Sean Connery, just send me an email. The address is luketeacher@hotmail.com. I'd be glad to leave them a message for you. They're very nice people, and I'm sure they'd be very happy to hear from you. That's the end of this short podcast. Thanks very much. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.